Blackstone Audio presents Deep Survival. Who lives, who dies, and why? True stories of miraculous endurance and sudden death. By Lawrence Gonzalez. For my father. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Dylan Thomas. Prologue. Most children are told fantastic stories, which they gradually come to realize are not true. As I grew up, the fantastic stories I'd heard as a young child turned out to be true. The more I learned, the more fantastic and true the stories seemed. They were unlike the stories other children heard. They were gruesome, improbable, and sad. I didn't repeat them because I thought no one would believe me. They were the stories of a young man falling out of the sky. Unlike Icarus, who had flown too high, he had not flown high enough. At 27,000 feet, his wing was blown off by a German Flak battalion, which was firing 88-millimeter anti-aircraft shells over the rail yards outside of Dusseldorf. And, unlike Icarus, he's still alive as I write this. Federico Gonzalez, my father, was a first lieutenant near the end of World War II. He was piloting a B-17 for the 8th Air Force, when that organization had evolved into a marvelous machine for turning young men into old memories.